Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. What I'm going to do really quick, friends, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, I want to show you something. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the top of that page, SOL Radio Live, subscribe. Also go to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. And this is what I want you to see. The media is reporting that there's no voter fraud going on. They're sending the message that people are being sued for saying that there is. At the end of the last segment last night, or yesterday afternoon, should I say, I was scrolling all of those that were busted in voter fraud across the United States from 2023 all the way down to 2010. And folks, when the show was done, I bet I scrolled for 3 to 5 minutes. And then after the show was done, I started to fly through the scroll, just like I'm showing you right now. The media wants you to believe what they say this time. As I said yesterday, they're telling you that there's no voter fraud taking place. The American people need to get above this and deal with these criminals for who they are and what it is that they're doing here. This is how they're winning the day. This is how they're planting their controlled operatives within government every step of the way. So when I was done yesterday, I started to go really fast like this. Literally what you're seeing on social media platforms right now is those that were busted for voter fraud. Okay, and then I started going faster, and I started going faster like I am right now. And I went on for another 2 to 3 minutes where I just took my finger and slid it on top of the mouse so it goes super fast, just like I did yesterday. Well, I didn't get to show you all this yesterday, but look at how many people were busted for voter fraud, and the mainstream media's useful idiots are trying to distance themselves from any of the truths that I'm telling you right now. Voter fraud is very real, and I'm still scrolling, and I'm going faster, and I'm going faster. Folks, I'm not making this up. You're seeing this on social media platforms. I'm going to append this to the social media platforms, and I want you to share this with the people, because, again, this is how they're winning the day, and they are denying there's voter fraud. This is from the Heritage Foundation. I'm still scrolling, friends, okay? Still scrolling. And if I was to go at it at a certain pace, I could go on for 10, 15 minutes. Literally, that's how many people have been busted in the United States for voter fraud. Don't tell me about how Joe Biden won. Don't tell me about how those in federal government and state governments were reelected by the people. They're not being reelected by the people. This is, again, friends, as I was highlighting yesterday, they're telling you that the people reelected certain people, and they're throwing their hands up in the air and saying, you know, know what, these idiots keep voting for the same people. That is not what's happening. As a matter of fact, I see posts yesterday, I'm still scrolling, from people in Ohio saying, you know what, the people in Ohio, they deserve what they get. I just can't even believe that this many people are in favor of murdering their own children. Well, I'm here to tell you that they're not. I'm here to tell you that the mainstream media, through deceptive measures, is trying to convince you that the people are voting certain things in, when in fact they're not voting them in at all. It is all being done through deceptive measures like any dictatorship. And again, friends, I am talking to all the people in this country, again, where the 94 percentile of the American people say they don't believe the media, until they tell you, like what they told you yesterday in Ohio, that the majority of the people in that state want to make sure that the government and we the people can continuously murder our babies at will. Really? Is that really the truth? Hey, folks, how many people are being thrown in jail right now for protesting a Planned Parenthood? I mean, will you put two and two together? And who's putting them in jail, friends? The Department of Justice for what? Exposing the murderous crimes of those that are in these murder clinics called abortion clinics across the United States of America. Now, the reason this all started was because they told us yesterday that 200 sodomites, those that God condemns, homosexuals, lesbians, and whatever else they want to create in their reprobate, sick minds, Romans 1:26, they want you to believe that over 200 of them won office in the United States of America. But don't pay attention, friends. They're keeping you distracted, but don't pay attention to the fact that Target lost over $5 billion just this last summer promoting what they claim, and as they are trying to deceive the American people into believing that you voted them in. You are the same people that condemned it this last summer. That's why they lost $5 billion. But now they want you to believe that the majority of the people voted them right back in, as if to suggest we want to suffer more of their abusive attacks. No. And did you forget about Bud Light, who lost how many billions of dollars for advocating, friends, the lie that the mainstream media is trying to tell you right now? The people said no to the gay lobby. The people said no to all of this transgender nonsense that's all being created and designed to confuse the American people. Daniel 9:7, confusion is not of God. And if you're confused, who's causing, who's the author of the confusion? The devil is, friends. This is all purposed, right? Think about what's going on. They lost billions and billions and billions of dollars, Bud Light did, because the people refused and resisted these criminals. It's a crime in every state, as we all know. But they want you to believe that you voted in over 200 of them into office. Are you starting to track with me? People aren't voting this in. People are not re-electing these criminals to office. I mean, in the state of Minnesota, and I've said this before, you have Keith Ellison, who's from Michigan. The police in the state, they denounce him. They hate his guts. But yet he was elected? No! It's called voter fraud. Tim Walz, the little communist devil that he is, and that is exactly what he is. He's hated by the people in the state of Minnesota. But the media told him that you reelected him in all 5.9 million people in the state. You are incorrect. It is called massive voter fraud. That is what is happening here. This is how dictatorships from the past to the present operate. They lie to the masses in causing them to believe what is not true. It is called a lie. And then some people get mad at me when I say, you know what, they know how to lie better than you know how to tell the truth. Well, then why are you posting on your sites that they were actually legitimately reelected or elected by the people into office to continuously further attack us? You're out of your mind. That's not how this is happening. Americans, you got to wake up. Quit parroting the media that you say you don't believe and start calling them out for who they are, for your own sakes. For goodness sakes. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth, and we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so Bradley, you're always telling us what we should do. Yes, I'm leading the way. The best leaders are those that follow the Christ, period. Right? John 14:6. Okay, I mean, if you want to know who we are and what it is that we've done, I think I've earned a right to be indignant concerning those that talk the talk but don't walk the talk. Okay? So if what you want to do is you want to go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, that's who we are. That's what we've been doing for 24 years of ministry. I gotta recalculate this. I really do. Yesterday I was highlighting what was going on concerning the inscriptions on the walls of the Capitol in Minnesota. And I always tell you guys about the censorship going on in this ministry. Folks, literally we are being harassed by big tech. Literally. The harassment is incredible. To share, how many times I hear a day people saying, I see the link, but I can't actually share the link. I can't go to the link. I can't follow it through. Today it wouldn't let me deliver. Okay, I just got to say it. They don't do this to people that are playing along with them, folks. They do this to the people that are giving you the answers, and the Bible and the Constitution are your answer, but they're found within you being the laws of the Constitution, and you enforcing those laws that corruption within the halls of government fails to enforce. As a matter of fact, more than not, they're transgressing them, 1 John 3:4. Well, the more they censor, I told you, we're just going to come back at them 10 more times, and I mean what I say. So we just put up a brand new billboard here. This is literally inscribed on the walls of the state capitol, and this is in the state of Minnesota. We got both sides of this billboard where literally tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people pass by every single day. And I just posted the people's safety is the law of God, which is inscribed on the walls of the capitol in the state of Minnesota. Now just imagine if we all did this. And where we see the laws being violated, we stand up against this. I hear people all the time, Bradley, start in your communities. Oh my gosh! If I'm not out there in your backyard, I'm doing it here in my own backyard, even when I'm in your backyard. And yes, I've got the opportunity to preach to a lot of people every single day. But for all those people that know the truth, and if you go to live chat, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. How many of these people know what's wrong with this country? I wonder how many of you are actually righting the wrongs, because that is our job as Christians, patriots, and or conservatives. Preservatives, right? All extracted from the Christ. We're called to be the salt of the earth. We're not to take our candle and put it under a bushel or under a bed. No, we're supposed to put it up on the top so we can enlighten everybody. And what does light do? Ephesians 5:11. It reproves the darkness. What is the church called to do on this earth as it is in heaven? Demand justice and bring justice through the enforcement of the law, which most people don't know. Okay, so I just want to make clear, everybody understands, we're going way beyond just talking about anything here. And I'm telling you folks, the more they attack this ministry, all politics aimed at the church ends in self-destruction, said George Whitfield. He's exactly right. But I'll tell you this, folks, if we have the fire of God within our bosoms, I'll tell you what's going to happen when they attack. We're going to stand up and they're going to encourage our response lawfully. You know, I keep seeing some people online talking about, you know, when is this revolution going to begin? It's like, I don't know if you've had your head stuck in the sand, but it started a long time ago, and it's happening through the mainstream media, hand in glove, working with corruption in government, inciting domestic insurrection on a daily basis. You've been in the war a long time ago. And that frog that so many people like to use as a metaphor, or as an example, that frog in the boiling pot, he's been boiled to death a long time ago. And that road that the can keeps getting kicked down, that road doesn't exist anymore because there's no more road. You're in it. Now the attacks are beginning to come within in a big way, obviously. Hiding nothing. Hiding absolutely nothing, friends. I want to show you something. I just seen this yesterday. I was going to highlight it, but didn't have the time to do it. Outside of the fact that we have 35 jihadi camps in America, and we've known this since 2009 through Fox News, who did a fantastic report, and the same thing with Anderson Cooper over at CNN when he actually told us the truth. By the way, he's interlinked to the CIA and all the major useful idiots, the talking heads. They are interlinked with the CIA, advertently or inadvertently, so you know. Look at this. Outside of the fact that we have 35 jihadi camps in America right now, read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Look at this. Texas journalist harassed by the FBI for unveiling possible Hamas training camp near U.S.-Mexico border. We already know that that's happening, friends. We already know that that's happening in Texas. And we also know that a majority of those that are crossing in and are being allured, and how the cartels are being incentivized by the People's White House by Treasonous Joe, Article 3, Section 3. We know that they are male-aged, right? They're military-aged men. Sorry. Military-aged men. And they're being incentivized by your People's White House. Your White House. Not there or they. No. They or their. Over there in D.C., they are an extension of what you Americans tolerate, period. That's what government is, an extension of the people and what they'll tolerate. But look at this, folks. This is NewVisionNews.com. Texas journalist harassed by the FBI for unveiling possible Hamas training camp. Now, I want you to keep in mind, if you think that that's far-fetched, there was not not too long ago, I'm thinking it was in 2014, maybe 15, maybe 16, if I recollect right, I could probably pull it up, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to make my point that they had a jihadi camp in New Mexico where an individual was raising up young boys to commit jihadis in public schools in America. And once they were discovered, I talked to the local sheriff in New Mexico who had told me that the FBI came in and scrubbed all the evidence. You remember the story where they found a little, I think he was a three-year-old boy, dead in one of the canals, one of the tunnels they had under that jihadi camp? Oh, folks. Talk to Pamela Geller. If your heads are still stuck in the sand concerning who's attacking you, talk to Pamela Geller. How many times? Hey, folks, every time there is a investigation that takes place where everybody almost assumes the outcome, the FBI gets involved and then distort it. Or the investigation completely stops. Just like the one that we highlighted concerning that little girl that wanted to be a boy in Tennessee. That happened 9 months ago, and it's been the government and the department, it's been the justice departments and the agencies, illegal agencies, that have been concealing that information because they're protecting the LGBTQ communities. Remember, she wanted to kill this little white girl that wanted to be a boy, wanted to kill as many white crackers as she could. Only to find out, friends, 9 months later, we still don't have any of that information. And the information that we did share with you was leaked information. Who's hiding all that information? Folks, the enemy's not without. James Madison warned us of this a long time ago. Corruption always tells you the enemy's without when in fact they're within. And they use those enemies that they create to cast into your mind so they can continuously restrain and constrict your God-given rights because they want you to throw your hands up in the air and cry for more control. Nothing new. Nothing new here at all in any sense of the word. Speaking of which, I want to highlight this really quick and I want to show it to you. It's a video of what people are being conditioned by, and hopefully not. You see the pushback that just took place in the country, as I highlighted during the first segment. Well, it's amazing how some of these brazenly queery, effeminate men that want you to believe that they're women are now demanding that you call them by what they say you call them by. Because if you don't, I'm going to be highly offended. Check this out.
Let's start with minimum wage workers being shamed and complained about by this self-indulgent narcissist who is always ready to find his inner Karen.
This is a man.
Nice piece.
Cheer. Yeah, it's okay. It's all good.
But it was not all good.
Hi.
This is a man.
Your pronouns? I'm not sir. Yeah, like it's like a knife in the heart.
It's a knife in the heart. This man says that he wants you to acknowledge him as a woman. He wants you to pretend with him.
Okay.
These are the people that allegedly just won office in over 200 offices throughout this country.
Every single time. I was wondering if there's a manager I could talk to about something that happened.
See, now he wants to talk to a manager because he's being called a sir.
Self-obsessed, attention-seeking, cry bullies.
Did you check that out, folks? See, anybody that's paying attention to what's going on here, cry bullies, that's exactly right. They're not the victims. They're the predators. They don't have the shield. They have the spear. They attack. The cameras show up. They cry victim over and over again. Learn that and you will understand the language that's being spoken on this show.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The impeachment inquiry against President Biden has made some moves this week. Lance Pry has more.
Alleged corruption by President Biden continues to be investigated by the House Oversight Committee. Chair James Comer issued four subpoenas and four interview requests yesterday.
The U.S. and China made it official, announcing that the president and Chinese leader Xi Jinping will meet next week for a summit that both powers say they want to keep their escalating rivalry in check. A military veteran has received the first ever whole eye and partial face transplant. 46-year-old Aaron James of Hot Springs, Arkansas, was working as an electrical lineman in 2021 when his face touched a live wire. After a 21-hour surgery, doctors are still not sure whether he'll regain sight in the eye. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. I just showed you what I needed to show you concerning the man that wants you to believe that he's a woman. And if you don't call him or pretend with him and call him a woman, he calls the manager and he complains about it. Okay, he's at war with God. So are those in the halls of government that are trying to force this agenda on you. It's not going to happen. Can tell you that right now. They can go ahead and stack all of the halls of government in every state. I don't care. Fact of the matter is, the people should care because you can see that they hate your guts if you don't pretend with them. This is how deceived these people are. This is the media's narrative, folks, to push this on you by force if need be. Okay, so what I want to do here is I want to show you something, and I know people still haven't awakened to a lot of the conspiracies that have, in fact, have taken place. As a matter of fact, I believe it was in 1919, and this will make sense in a moment. But in 1919, the baseball team actually got busted for the game being rigged, throwing the games, the World Series. And this has been going on for a long time. So when you see the Lord say in Jeremiah 11:13 as to how he condemns its idolatry, any sport, all sports, this should put a really bad taste in your mouth concerning those things that you like in the first place. It, to me, this is the mercy of God just to show you these con men and how willing they are to bow down to the Almighty and to exhibit to you how much they care more about the money than they do the truth. Well, what are you talking about? Folks, there's a lot of information coming out on how baseball games, football games are scripted. We know this of boxing. We've known this for decades. How many of these fighters have come forward and said that they were told, you know, 20 years, 30 years later, of course, they were told to throw the fight? And they did. Well, you don't have to listen to me. You don't have to listen to a thing I have to say, because I'm going to show you a video right now where one of these useful idiots with a big smirk on his face, this big lunkhead John Cena, I don't understand what people don't understand. The root of all evil is money. They care more about money than they do anything else. And when it comes to pro wrestling, I mean, Jesse Ventura told us politics and pro wrestling are identical. It's fake. And yet we grew up knowing that all of this is fake. Well, guess what? John Cena is going to tell you that it's all fake. He's going to tell you, like, as if to suggest it's some sort of a joke. It's kind of like what Hollywood's doing right now. As a matter of fact, what is Hollywood doing? They're trying to show you things, and they want you to believe that it's just fictitious, when in fact we're finding out those things that we thought were fictitious were not at all fictitious. Isn't that right? Yep. Well, that's what he's doing here, John Cena. And how these guys are making the money they're making, and the people out there buying the tickets, all the while knowing that it's completely rigged, it's completely fake, and they keep buying the tickets anyways. Well, I'm here to tell you, you know, God helps those that help themselves in a lot of cases. But when you begin to reject his mercy, and you find that you're not willing to help yourself, don't expect anybody else to help you neither. Because you can't help a person like that. And this is exactly what John Cena
in the room
begins to exhibit right here, okay? So I'm going to show this to you, and I got to play. I don't know why they always got to put music over the top of them, but listen carefully to what John Cena has to say, and then I'm going to bring it to a reality check, and I'm going to go over to an outlet where an NFL player has been blowing the trumpet from the rooftops, telling people that this stuff is all scripted, speaking of the football games in particular, okay? This is John Cena, another clown in the circus of politics, just in a, well, running down another branch of that tree. Matthew 7:16.
Okay, I get it. I get some tension in the room.
Listen carefully.
Let's just address it. Why the hell did they get me to host this thing? No, I'm serious. Biggest night in sports? They couldn't go out and get Kevin Hart, Matt Damon, Kristaps Porzingis. Instead, they handed to a guy who spends most of his life in jean shorts and is actually proud of it. Why? Why did they go get a guy from the redheaded stepchild of sport and entertainment? Why did ESPN get a host?
Because people love the underdog. That's why.
I mean, it's rigged. Did I just spoil the surprise for some of the people?
Yeah.
It's scripted entertainment. What we do is fake, right? So I know what you're thinking. Me hosting the ESPYs, that's crazy. Or is it genius? It's time to take a look at yourself, sports.
He's telling you the truth, folks.
You're more like the WWE than you have ever imagined. I'm going to start with the NBA. Cleveland won something.
Listen to what he's saying.
That's actually impossible. There is no way that that wasn't scripted. Especially when you look at the whole story. Okay, LeBron. You used to be a good guy. into a bad guy. And now you're a good guy again? And you left the NBA hanging. What are they going to do when they don't have a bad guy? Exactly what we do. They're going to make a new one.
They're going to make a new one. It's exactly right. Same thing in politics, folks. That's exactly right. What he's telling you is the truth. They're making it out to be as if it's a joke when in fact this is, they're telling you exactly how this works. It's not just pro wrestling. It's not just football. It's just not politics, folks. It's pretty much the reality of the world that they have created that is based on and premised on and predicated upon what? Deception. Watch the rest of this.
My hat's off to football, though. They build characters. Odell Beckham Jr. Hell, he already looks like a WWE superstar. He is one parrot away from being Coco Beware. But I will admit, here is the one place that the WWE has you beat, the one thing we have that you don't.
Listen carefully.
Vince McMahon.
That's right.
A maniacal billionaire pulling the strings behind the scenes who uses every trick in the book to manipulate things to his advantage any way he can.
Good buddies with Donald Trump,
like
too, by the way.
Way too crazy for real sports.
You paying attention?
Or maybe we have more in common than you think.
Exactly. It's the same thing being played out in politics. Now, folks, this is what I want you to see, okay? Fox News did this. They must have did this accidentally. But this guy's making more headway. His name is Arian Foster. NFL players reveal their reactions to the scripts that they were given. Okay, and what I want you to see here, this is, again, I'm always making reference to those that are telling us the information that we're sharing with you. And what I want you to see is I want you to see exactly what he has to say here, because it doesn't sound like he's telling us any jokes at all, friends. As a matter of fact, what he's telling us is exactly what's being played out behind the scenes at the NFL. Now, John Cena just told you the CEO of the WWF is the one pulling all the strings. And then he equated that to football. It's the same thing that happens in movies to demoralize the country, right? Because, so you can easily be controlled, which, by the way, the CIA is handing that and controlling the narrative there as well, because the people tolerate it, Micah 6:16. And it goes across the boards. So let's go ahead and listen to what this guy has to say. It's about 50 seconds long. And he's talking about how the NFL is completely scripted, okay? And it's been set up in such a fashion of betting. It's like a big casino for them to bet and play on. But the difference is folks, they tell the teams that are going to win how they're going to win, what teams aren't going to win, what players are going to be put up, which ones are going to be put down, which ones are going to get hurt, which ones aren't going to get hurt. Bradley, that's insane. Is it? Here, check this out.
It's funny, before we started taping, Arian was telling me about how the NFL is rigged and how every year he used to get a script.
Yeah.
Day one of training camp that would get dropped off at his locker.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have to, you know, it was like week one you'll do this. Week two you're going to have a hamstring injury. Week three this is going to happen.
Yeah.
Week four you're going to get three touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you just have to, did you memorize those before the season started? Or would you go and rehearse the script before every game?
We were really dedicated to it. So it was more so like that's what practice was about. It was about practicing the script. Like, this is what goes on.
That's what practice was about, he said. It was about practicing the script. Isn't that why the media is controlled? The narrative's controlled? Isn't this why globalists and the useful idiots that work for them, isn't it interesting how they are saying that if you're not a part of the credited media, they're not even going to take your questions or have a conversation with you? Isn't that what's going on? Isn't that the importance of controlling all of the narrative, friends, so you can't talk back? So you can't put questions to these narratives? That's exactly what's happening. You have a pro football player saying and telling the world right now that it's scripted. He even told you that if there's an injury, you're going to have a hamstring injury the third week. Then he's going to have a hamstring injury the third week. Then this week you're going to get three touchdowns. Is that what he said? Yeah, I'm going to play this when we get back again because I want people to understand the reality of what in fact is happening here, okay? We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com as well.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello everyone, this is documentary filmmaker Tom Dunn from ThroughTheBlack.com. If you are looking for a clear and logical take on what's going on in government and are tired of shows that are run by hidden agendas and lack of common sense, then check out Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got Marla calling in from Colorado. I thought something was odd because over the last 5 days, Marla, the phones, we weren't getting any phone calls coming in. And then we had somebody calling on Saturday's show, or I'm sorry, just earlier this week and say I tried calling in, but no one was answering the phone or the phone was dead. And then we found out there was something wrong with the line. So I seen you coming up and I just called Genesis Communication Networks and I seen you on my computer and I'm glad we picked you up. But anyways, I wanted to tell everybody that. And welcome to the show. What say you, Marla?
Yeah, hi. Thanks, Bradley. I really appreciate all that you do for everybody. And
cool.
I just want to focus on one thing right now. I was looking on the Daily Mail UK, which usually publishes a lot more about what's really going on than any other news site.
Yep.
I'm going to read you the headline. Exclusive, America's frightening new bat lab, a $12 million taxpayer-funded NIH research facility in Colorado, will import bats from Asia and infect them with deadly diseases in a project with China-linked scientists. And that's going to happen right here in Fort Collins, Colorado. And they're going to build this facility anytime soon. And it's with the guy that Fauci was working with.
Yep. Yeah, and see, this is the kind of stuff that I continuously reiterate when it comes to me shouting off the information that I am here at the Sons of Liberty, is that if you fail to deal with these criminals, they're going to reengage and they're going to attack again. But here, I do have some good news for you. Are you on social media platforms, Marla, or are you listening to me on the radio?
I'm listening to you on the radio.
Okay. I want to just read this really quick, because they tried some of what you're seeing in a different way, different topic concerning what's going on in Michigan. And I just got this morning, because the governor there said that the Chinese nationalists could come in and go ahead and establish a Chinese electric car battery plant. Okay. Well, so they went and did whatever they wanted to do, just for the record. Okay. The governor went and did what they wanted to do until the people stood up. Now what we're finding out is that Michigan town voted out its entire government over this Chinese plant. Okay? The board ignored all of their concerns, and all the locals got together and removed their little keisters. This is the resolve to every issue that we have in this country. And there's an anointing on what I'm talking about right now, Isaiah 10:27. This is the will of God. He is known by the judgments that he executes, 9:16 and 17, because this is his heart, Jeremiah 9:24, and he looks to the church to stand up and keep his judgments and his statutes. This is what is in fact happening in Michigan right now. So the people are saying, we're not putting up with it. The people in the community are gathering together and they're impeaching. Now they need to prosecute those people in Michigan, but they've now removed them. Now they need to prosecute them. But the point is the people in the state of Michigan are taking their government back over the individual in the governor's mansion that works for them. They're giving her a reminder as to whose house that belongs to, and they're winning the day because of it. So this is what needs to happen in Colorado. This is what needs to happen across the country in every state, and starting in our communities and going out into the cities and to the counties and so on and so forth. Counties, cities, whatever you want to take it or how you want to take it. But people are responding, and they're winning the day. And that's my message that I continuously give the people, Marla. You got to stand up. You got to say, no, we're not taking this, and it needs to happen in your backyard too as well, ma'am.
So what I'm hearing from you is I need to start a groundswell where people come out and say, we're not going to have this in our backyard.
That's
not going to happen here.
That's
before they even break ground for this facility.
That's right. They work for you. You don't work for them. They've got their roles completely backwards. Let me ask you this, Marla. Did they, through delegated authority that came from We the People, go ahead and make plans to establish this? Or did they just assume authority the people didn't give them and doing it without the approval of the people?
And I will have to say, just having read this and not seeing anything else about it, I would have to assume that it's the latter as to what you just said.
Exactly, yes.
Because I would assume that this is, especially after what we all went through, with this fake COVID situation,
yep.
That this is a disaster waiting to happen. I can't imagine people would accept this in their own backyard. I can't imagine it.
That's why they're doing it by force, and that's what defines a totalitarian system of government, and it needs to stop. When the people flex their muscle and say, we're not going to do this, and begin to deal with the corrupt politicians that are assuming that authority that's never been given unto them, that's what's going to put the brakes on all of this in every facet of our government, in every facet of our country. No question about it.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to keep you posted about what happens here.
Okay.
And what's going on. I really would love to see you come out to Colorado. I think that would be wonderful.
Yeah, have Jared Polis come see me. I was trying to warn the people about that guy about 10, 12 years ago. He's a full-blown sodomite. He's a pedophile. And somehow or another, he got into the gubernatorial office, the governor's office in your state. You need to be aware of that and understand who you have there. He's dangerous. He's always been dangerous. He's extorted and he's controlled, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And it needs to stop. And it's not just Colorado. It definitely isn't.
Do you have any advice for for me regarding this situation?
Yep, stay in the light. Tell as many people as you can. Notify as many people as you can, and let the swell begin from that point on. Because once you get out there and start to let people know what's going on, most people probably don't know it because they haven't taken the time to know it. But once you start to let them know, that's where I want you to start keeping me posted, because that's how the swell begins. It's been said before, let their cruelty swell our ranks. That's what's happening across the boards, Marla. And again, this is a perfect opportunity for you right now to prove the God of Israel by obeying him. And it doesn't take a majority. It just takes an irate minority that's willing to stand up and say no more. And that's what the Lord will stand with. And I've seen it thousands of times, literally, in the process of this ministry. So thank you for the phone call, Marla. Do keep me posted. For the sake of time, I want to get back to this. I literally have 3 minutes left. And I just had another call coming up here, too. If you want to call back, well, you know what? It's probably going to have to be tomorrow. I have you for 2 hours tomorrow. I want to get back to the fact that Fox News reported NFL players reveal their reactions to the scripts that they were given. And what I want to highlight is one individual, Arian Foster, who is telling the world that it is scripted. In fact, I'm going to play this whole thing out without any interruptions due to the fact that we have 3 minutes left. We have 3 minutes left, okay? Let's go ahead and let you check this out. Ready for this? Here we go.
It's funny, before we started taping, Arian was telling me about how the NFL is rigged and how every year he used to get a script.
Yeah.
Day one of training camp that would get dropped off at his locker.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have to, you know, it was like week one you'll do this. Week two you're going to have a hamstring injury. Week three this is going to happen.
Yeah.
Week four you're going to get 3 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you just have to, did you memorize those before the season started, or would you go and rehearse the script before every game?
We're really dedicated to it, so it was more so like that's what practice was about. It was about practicing the script. Like, this is what goes on, and this is what we have to do in order to. Yeah.
And this referee is going to miss this call.
Yeah,
because they hate you.
Yeah.
And they love the Colts.
Yeah,
that sort of thing.
WWF. So it's like, we know what's going to happen, but you still got to put on a show.
Yeah.
What did you think when you got the script in 2016 that said your career was going to fall off a cliff when you stopped believing in God?
That was 2015.
It's funny. Before we start,
isn't that crazy? That's what's happening. What does Scripture say about it? This is the most important thing. First of all, the Lord condemns it. He said, for according to the number of thy cities were thy gods. Your favorite teams, right? Regardless of what it is, baseball, hockey, football, whatever the case is. The Lord said, for according to the number of thy cities, in every city of America, you have false gods, O Judah. And according to the number of the streets of Jerusalem, have you set up altars to that shameful thing, even altars to burn incense unto Baal, a false god. What is this incense? What does it signify? Prayers going up to the Lord. What the Lord is calling the altars are the football fields, your idols, the favorite players, and the burnt incense is metaphorically speaking of the praise and worship that people have for their favorite idols concerning that of Baal. That's what it is, okay? So let me bring you over here when you look at Jeremiah 5:27, because this is exactly what this is. When you look at Jeremiah 5:27, as a cage is full of birds, so are the houses, their houses, those that are pulling all the strings, so are their houses full of deceit, therefore they are become great and waxen rich. How are they becoming great and waxing rich? Well, somebody's got to be paying for the tickets on the way in to be deceived by those that they know that they're being deceived by, but they fork their money out anyways. Folks, what can I do here? Standing in the gap as an ambassador of the Lord, what can I do? I'll tell you what. Read Exodus 20. Read his law. You've broken into 1,000 pieces. Let it drive you to the foot of the cross, okay? The law detects, grace conquers. When you get to the cross, by the power of the Holy Ghost who brings a conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16, starting in verse 8, he drives you to the foot of the cross. He brings godly repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. And when you're born again of the Spirit, John 3:3, he empowers you to take it to the enemy. As a matter of fact, not to just take it to the enemy, but he's giving you all power and authority over the enemy. Luke 10:19. Okay? It's between you and the Lord. That's really what this is. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Talk to you in 23.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.